I ordered an FTM 500 yesterday, so that should be here today or tomorrow. So then the truck's situated, and then I have two waterproof radios at home that are dual band, single VFO, and I'll have those if I ever want an HD. So I love HDs. I think they're the most fascinating, they're the coolest, but they're the least useful to me because I live in the middle of nowhere.
Man, you're preaching to the choir. I don't live in the middle of nowhere, but I do live in a radio dead zone, and that is quantified by Sean. He always tells me, man, you live in no man's land for radio. And I don't know why that is. I wonder if, you know, people aren't willing to put the infrastructure in that far east when, you know, half of the range goes into Lake St. Clair, or if it's just that there isn't support for it down there. But it's crazy. So, yeah, you're going to have to start all over. I just bought a small BioNO battery, and I'm putting together a little bag for that PV20, and so I can run that anywhere, whether I'm in my wife's car, in my car, in the woods, at a buddy's house, whatever. So I got a pretty cool little rig going there, but I might be looking for a new mobile for the house. I got to figure out a dual band mobile for the house. But then you start looking, and maybe I could just get an all band radio and be good to go with that. So, you know, you could spend $1 million if you want.